Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's organization stays busy assisting not only entrepreneurs, but industry in our state with the resources they need to grow and succeed. Catherine Hayes is Director of Industry Solutions with the South Carolina Research Authority, known as SCRA, and she joins us by phone now from her office in Somerville, South Carolina. Catherine, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be back with you again.
So give us a brief overview of SCRA and your department there.
Sure. South Carolina Research Authority has the big mission to fuel South Carolina's innovation economy. And we do that by accelerating technology across academia, entrepreneurship, and industry. My team typically works with industry partners and those that are prepared to use technology solutions to eliminate or mitigate their challenges, improve operations, reduce logistic costs, improve quality, meet customer requirements, that kind of thing.
All right. Well, please share with us a couple of real-world examples.
So recently, we worked with Boeing and Clemson University to research and deploy different types of exoskeletons. So these are wearable devices that Boeing uses in their manufacturing plant to really make it easier for workforce daily tasks, reducing fatigue and trying to prevent potential injury. And Clemson validated a variety of different models and what type works best for different jobs, as well as creating a tool that other industry players can engage to see if they have potential processes where an exoskeleton could be useful. We also worked with Bosch and an SCRA member company, Newforge, out of Rock Hill, to deploy augmented reality to document a new product and the manufacturing processes, which would accelerate workforce training and improve quality. And currently, we have a really interesting project with also an SCRA member company, Advent Innovations, and WP Rural Farms. They're deploying sensors in their fields to collect critical data and develop AI models, artificial intelligent models, to improve crop yields. But when there's a gap in technology available in the state, or there's an opportunity to attract a new technology, we collaborate with the Economic Development Alliances and South Carolina Department of Commerce to recruit new companies to the state. Industry Solutions offers a relocation grant to companies who are moving here with higher tech jobs. And one of the examples of that recently is we partnered with One Spartanburg to recruit Time Bike to Landrum, where they're establishing their first U.S. operations from Estonia, creating 105 new jobs and expecting to be the nation's largest carbon fiber bicycle factory.
All right, so what's on the horizon for your group there, Industry Solutions at SCRA?
In April, we partnered with the South Carolina Department of Commerce to host the inaugural Technology B2B Matchmaker, where we had 10 industry partners from a wide range of industries who sent their buyers, and they met with 31 tech companies in a speed dating format, resulting in 180 appointments. And we're really excited to see what new opportunities and contracts result from these connections, and already planning our next one for spring of 2026. And one more thing that's really exciting on the horizon, Mike, is that SCRA is collaborating across the state with a wide variety of stakeholders. And we're thrilled to be one of the 29 semifinalists from more than 300 applicants to the U.S. National Science Foundation's Regional Innovation Engines program. SCRA is the co-lead to develop a two-state electrical grid innovation ecosystem. It's called the Carolinas Engine for Grid Modernization. And we're partnering with the lead UNC Charlotte, Clemson University, York Technical College, Dominion and Duke Energy, Santee Cooper, and over 100 other stakeholders from industry, economic development, academic institutions, government, and nonprofits. And this engine will address technologies that really will shape the future of power, transmission, distribution, and generation, including nuclear energy. We just completed our NSF virtual site visit, and if selected, the next step is an in-person visit. NSF plans to announce their final list of engine awards early next year.
Well, there certainly has been a lot of talk about the need for energy here in our state with all these data centers and all these manufacturing opportunities that are here and coming. So it's good to hear about this work that you're doing.
Thank you. We're really excited about the opportunity and grateful for our cross-sector partnerships.
Well, Catherine, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Catherine Hayes is Director of Industry Solutions with the South Carolina Research Authority. She spoke to us by phone from her office in Somerville. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear the show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.